This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Principles of Friendship. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, welcome to A to Z. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. In today's lesson, we will talk about principles of friendship. And today, we will talk about how to be a successful friend. Since the early childhood stage, and even before the child starts learning how to talk, he starts to incline and interact with other children around him at home. He plays and competes with them with anything their hand or which is at their disposal. Now, this early inclination and association with others is man's nature towards others. And this inclination shows the social instinct in man's nature. Now, because man was created with Allah's wisdom to live in human society, thus, the incentive instinct in man and the psychological feeling of living with others forces the man towards friendships and relationships with others. It is in view of this that man feels depression and sadness whenever he is alone, without a companion. This is not the only matter, because a man always needs others, and others always need him. In general, a man cannot survive on his own socially. A man needs someone to be with. A man needs a friend. A man needs someone he can listen to and someone who he can listen also. That way, it completes both sides of the man and the other guys.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to A to Z program from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the principles of friendship. And we are talking about the principles of friendship by analyzing how to be a successful friend. What are the essentials of one to be a successful friend? So we say that a man is created to be a friend of others, and that a man cannot survive just on himself. He needs someone else socially to survive in this world. So it is through friendship and association, as well as exchanging views and opinions, that complete the humanity of a man, his efforts and his psychological as well as material needs. The Holy Quran explains this reality in saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, and this is in chapter 49, verse number 13. O mankind, surely we have created you from a male and a female, and made you tribes and families, that you may know each other. Surely the noblest of you with Allah is the most dutiful of you. This means that human life is friendship. The life of a man needs friendship, love, and assistance. There is no good for someone who repels people without befriending them. There's no good in being alone. And no doubt, this type of bad habit and isolating yourself from people shows the feeling of insufficiency on the side of that same person and lack of confidence in himself. So, an open and social person who creates a social relation with others is a person who is self-confident and of good morals, because through such relationships, i.e. when he granted his love and confidence to others, as well as getting the same thing from them, all this build-up make him feel happy and relieved. Till next episode, God bless you all, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.